Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Eskew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Scott reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Foy reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Stang moves to second. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Foy reaches third base with a triple. Stang scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. George Culver now pitching. Gus Gill now playing second base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Petrocelli for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Culver, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stang bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stang for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Foy moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Foy scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jerry Adair pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Smith reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro scores. Adair moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Dalton Jones now playing first base. George Thomas now playing right field. Jose Tartabull now playing left 5. Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Gus Gill. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Salmon moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. John O'Donohue now pitching. Lee May now playing left field. Chuck Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Brown reaches second base with a double. Askew moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. Brown scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.